Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
This is the Apostle Paul in verse 7. He says, "For which I was appointed, ordained, a preacher and an apostle. And I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying to you, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and in truth." So here Paul says that he was appointed, he was ordained a preacher and an apostle. An apostle is a sent one. Saul, Paul's Hebrew name, and then Paul, his Roman name. He was born a Jew, but he was born a Roman citizen as well. He had two names. He had the name Saul for his Hebrew name, and he had the name Paul as his Roman name, and went by his Roman name after his calling on him to the Gentiles. Acts 13:9 is the first place you'll find Paul used in the Bible. But he declared himself to be an apostle in the Scriptures no less than 16 times. He declared himself, he said, "I am an apostle." And he said it 16 times in the epistles. I'm sure he said it many other times outside of the epistles. But written down and preserved forever 16 times in the epistles, he refers to himself as an apostle. And he did so because this is what he believed and with all of his heart that God had called him to be. God had put this upon him. And from that point on, he knew that God no longer saw him according to the flesh, but after the new man in Christ. He no longer saw him as the persecutor of the church, no longer saw him as this legalistic, critical, judgmental person. No longer saw him as in Acts chapter 7 as one who participated in the murder of Stephen for preaching the gospel. He no longer saw him in all of his sins and all of his shortcomings and all of his weaknesses, but he saw him as, "This is Paul, my apostle. This is the man, whoever, whatever I've called him to be, that's who he is. And I've eliminated seeing him in any other way." 2 Corinthians 5:17, God does the same thing for you and for me. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. Old things have passed away. Everything about your past, everything about what's wrong with you, everything about what you've done that didn't measure up to the will of God, didn't measure up to the glory of God, is passed away. It's gone. It's history. It's over. And all things have become new. God's perspective, his viewpoint of you, is you are a brand new person. And whoever he has called you to be, that's who you are. In Romans 6:6, closure was brought to the old man. Closure. Closure means that at the cross, you were crucified with Christ. You identified with that. You were crucified with Christ, and therefore you are dead. Your life is hid with Christ in God. So he understood that closure was brought to the old man. And from that moment on, God no longer saw him, no longer referenced him in the flesh, but saw him in his new creation. The Father's new viewpoint was to see Paul as an apostle, as a man of God, as somebody set apart unto himself, as somebody who was clean and righteous before him. And he didn't give any reference to his past or to his failures. God simply saw him in who he called him to be. Now, Paul's new life, then, therefore, is to walk by faith and believe what Christ and what God has done for him. He is to walk by faith, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in the finished work of Christ, and in Paul's new, brand new identity. Paul is to walk by faith and accept the fact that his past is irrelevant. It has no reference to his life presently. His past doesn't count, and his failures, even if they happened this morning, don't count against him. And he goes into that in Romans chapter 4, that God does not even impute sin to him. So his past nor his failures mean anything to Paul's identity. His identity is whoever God says he is. Paul must believe, as he mentions in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10, he must believe that I am what I am by the grace of God. It's not I am what I am because I have a resume that proves it, because I do all of these remarkable things, and I travel all of these distant places, and I've visited all these cities, and I've served God in all these areas, and here's my resume, so I am this person because I can prove it. Quite the contrary, I can't prove it. I have too many failures, too many areas of my life that come up short. And even though I may have done those things, I've also done a lot of other things that I'm not too proud of. And I've had a lot of thoughts in my mind that I'm not too proud of. I'd be ashamed to even speak them with you. I'd be ashamed to tell you some of the stuff that goes on in my head. So Paul must believe that I am what I am by the grace of God, and no longer reference his past and no longer reference his failures. Paul is taught to forget the past, even his most recent past. And for you and me, the past happened a minute ago. Whatever just took place is in the past now, because time keeps moving forward. So in Philippians 3:13, he says, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind." That's the one thing I've learned to do in my Christian walk, is to keep forgetting those things which are behind. Last week, yesterday, the last hour, whatever's behind me is behind me. And if it's off, if it's wrong, if it didn't measure up to the glory of God, I forget it. I move on. And because he could do that, because Paul could do that, he could continue to confess that he was an apostle. Because the things that go on in his mind and the things that he failed at, those things didn't affect his self-image. The image of himself. How do I see myself? Well, my self-image can be affected if I include all of the things we're talking about, all of my failures, all of my sin, all of my past, all of the things that go on in this brain of mine that's shameful. If I include all of that, I disqualify myself from thinking that I'm anything. But God says, no, you're an apostle, Paul, and you're a man of God, and you're holy, and you're righteous before me. And how can he think that unless he's able to isolate all that other junk and not reference it the way God does? God isolates it from his thinking and refuses to know us after the flesh. So Paul learned to reject all contrary feelings, all self-evaluations, and all opinions that others offered him, and there were many, concerning how unqualified he was, and how he had no right to call himself an apostle. He wasn't there with Jesus. He wasn't one of the 12. He didn't measure up to what they thought he should measure up to. He persecuted the church. So he had to reject all those contrary feelings, all the opinions of other people, all the self-evaluations. He had to learn 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down thoughts. Casting down, it says casting down arguments, contrary opinions, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Casting down everything that opposes what God says. Everything that opposes it, he learned. He said, one thing I do is forget those things which are behind and cast down everything that opposes what God thinks of me. And agree with God. God says I'm an apostle, then I will confess I'm an apostle. If he says I'm righteous, I will confess I'm righteous. I don't feel righteous. I got some things that went on today that weren't very righteous, I would say. Other people don't think I'm very righteous, but I am righteous because God said I'm righteous. I am holy because he says I'm holy. I am his apostle because he says I'm his apostle. I'm a man of God because he says I'm a man of God. I'm his child because he says so. And that's how we live our life, always agreeing with God and casting down everything that's contrary to what God knows concerning us. Paul understood, at some point here, Paul understood that to be an apostle, to be righteous, to be holy, to be a saint, to be a man of God was a gift. It wasn't something he earned or something he deserved or something he worked towards. He didn't put in several years of hard work to somehow achieve righteous status. Have a little ceremony on Sunday morning, and after several years of hard work, you come up front and we give you a little righteous ribbon that goes on your shirt and declares you righteous. You don't work towards that. He understood it was a gift, just like his apostleship.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar.